Why today?
Senator Harry Reid admits the health care bill will cost $2 trillion. Say what? I thought we were getting a bargain. When push came to shove, he coughed up the figure he really thought that it would be in 10 years. A new poll shows 43% of Americans, at least those polled, would vote to elect the president for a second term, but just 43%. Also, nail the score coming up in our third hour. Don't forget, we have awesome prizes to give away on America Tonight, again in our third hour. Here's how it works. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know jack about football. You just call in, pick which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. You'll win a cell phone, movie tickets. You'll also get gift certificates for all kinds of food joints across the United States. It's good, good stuff. Trust me. And coming up in another 10 minutes, we're going to talk to somebody who has an interesting thing to say about labor agreements that the Obama administration is pushing, particularly in New Hampshire, and it looks like it could spread to other states as well. What does it mean? In the construction business, you got to be unionized. But what does that do to the people in New Hampshire with companies where they really don't have very many unions? That means a lot of people will be out of work and out of luck. Strange thing happened today. I was kicking back on the couch for a few minutes, flipped on the tube, started to look around at various news programs, and I saw this giant balloon, kind of like a mushroom-looking balloon, flying around. And I turned up the volume. Turns out, oh, the six-year-old must be in here. It was a balloon that was in his backyard and became, and we're talking about a big balloon. And it was not what you would normally think. It was, in other words, it was silver and it looked like a mushroom. And you could see that the door was sort of open. So I was listening to all these anchors because I flipped around to hear it. It was like almost play-by-play coverage. Ooh, we hope the six-year-old's going to be okay. And now we're bringing in this expert and that expert. And now it could all be a hoax. It turns out the family, number one, was featured on Wife Swap. Apparently, they're big-time science-y nerds and like to do a lot of experiments. So why they had this helium balloon in their backyard in the first place, in a backyard that wasn't that big, that became untethered, who knows? Then one little boy ran in the house to say, oh, the six-year-old brother was there. He was in the craft. And so, you know, almost for 2 hours, you had helicopters, the Air Force was getting involved, you had people on the ground following, and poof, finally it lands, no kid inside. Then they're thinking, I was watching Wolf Blitzer, and they were thinking the six-year-old flew out of the balloon, you know, which he would probably have died at how high up this balloon was, right? And it turns out, no, he was instead huddled somewhere in the garage. In fact, this flying saucer thing was an experimental, basically, vehicle, balloon, whatever you want to call it. That's how it was shaped. And it just drifted away from the backyard in Fort Collins, but it was a media frenzy. I mean, the reports were unbelievable about Falcon Henny and would he be all right, the six-year-old. And, you know, his father must have built this and he must have climbed inside and all that other sort of stuff. So anyway, Richard Henny, the father, naturally, once they found the six-year-old, there was media all over the place, so he came out and talked about it.
Sure enough, he got in, but obviously he got out, so we don't know. He says he's hiding in the attic, and because I yelled at him, and I'm really sorry I yelled at him.
Yeah, so, see, everybody thought he was inside. So you had this massive response, like I said, international media coverage, helicopters, all that sort of stuff, trying to analyze whether they could hook up with the balloon and what they were going to do. But once it crashed and he wasn't inside, then it took a different turn. So they found him. He was fine. And then it becomes, is this incident a hoax? Was it just some crazy hoax that they designed? Because they were tinkering with the balloon earlier in the day, and like I said, apparently it became untethered somehow. But was that on purpose? or was it just an accident? You have to ask yourself that. What was wild was all the coverage. And then you have people like Rick Sanchez on CNN. Oh, God bless this boy. I hope he's going to be okay. Oh, boy. And turns out the self-described amateur scientist daddy, who was part of Wife Swap, had this balloon that was a 3D lab, they call it, and it's kind of an experimental, futuristic, low-altitude thing that hovers above the ground at an elevation of 50 to 100 feet. But they thought at times it was a lot higher than that, and that was the concern about the danger, just because they had heard that the brother was inside. So right away, everybody's chasing all over the place. You're talking about thousands. At one point, they thought it was 15,000 feet. So the panic really, really, really set in. And this family, interesting, was last on Wife Swap in March. And apparently, I never watched that show. It was the show's 100th episode, and they were big-time favorites. And I don't know. They switch families up, the mothers and the families. They have different attitudes and lifestyles. So apparently, this family is good at getting publicity, whether it's on purpose or by accident. Who knows? But it just seemed a little bit fishy to me. And a lot of coverage went their way. I mean, hey, it could have just got untethered when the boys were playing with it. But whatever. I think it's the blunder of the day. The blunder of the day because so much time was spent on it. All right, here's the other thing, and it's a complete left-hand turn from what we were just talking about. But Harry Reid, who had the floor, Senator Harry Reid from Nevada, suggested, and I was stunned when I heard this, that the health care costs might go to $2 trillion because he was saying there would be $54 billion saved every year if we put caps on medical malpractice and some restrictions and tort reform and all that other sort of stuff. But then when he was talking about it, he said, you know, sounds like a lot of money, but remember we're talking about $2 trillion, you know, et cetera. And if you can do the math, we can all do the math. It's just a small percent. So he was manipulating the whole idea about malpractice and other restrictions and how much would that be. But it was interesting. Even uttering the words $2 trillion. Yeah. Because it comes from the CBO, you know, that little budget office on the Hill, the Congressional Budget Office, saying how much would be saved with the caps on the tort reform, et cetera. So he's right. You do the math, and it adds up to clearly what we've been saying all along, not the numbers we keep hearing. Oh, hooray. Senator Max Baucus, we've saved so much money, we're not going to have any sort of a deficit. And we'll go back to the estimate theory again. The estimate, I think, is way off, bogus. And ultimately, when it's said and done, you're going to have to reach deeper into your pockets. That's the bottom line. Hey, coming up next, interesting guest. Very excited to talk about something that's kind of under the wire for a lot of people. It's called the Project Labor Agreement, right? And what it is, it's on the U.S. Department of Labor's construction project in Manchester, New Hampshire. There's a chance that this could be spread and this procedure could become a law across the country. So all of you in the construction industry or who try to make a living in that industry, sit up and pay attention. We're going to talk about forcing non-union workers to pay union dues. Stay tuned.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. problem. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. We've talked about this before, the Employee Free Choice Act. You know how I feel about that. Well, guess what? There's something else I have a feeling many of you who call me aren't going to be too thrilled about. If it comes your way in the next couple of months, if it should become a law across the country, we'll see what happens in New Hampshire. Check this out. Have you heard of the Project Labor Agreement? Yeah, you need to know what it's about, the PLA. We're talking about workers being forced to pay union benefits that, guess what, they really didn't want to have to pay, right? Also, competition being strangled, especially when we're talking about people struggling to keep their heads above water, as we know. And here's what the deal is. Right now, that PLA is coming on display, or we'll see it in all its glory, if you will, a better way to say that, on the U.S. Department of Labor construction project in Manchester, New Hampshire, and a lot of people in New Hampshire not happy. Pleased to welcome to the show Brett McMahon. He is a rep of the Associated Builders and Contractors and, of course, VP of his own company of Miller & Long Concrete Construction based in Bethesda, Maryland. Brett, thanks for hanging late with us on ATN.
Thank you. My pleasure.
First of all, explain what happened here. With somehow this kind of fell under the wire, the Project Labor Agreement, and explain how this all took place in New Hampshire.
Well, it's actually the result of a presidential executive order, which executive order number 13502 that President Obama signed back actually in February, kind of a late Friday afternoon thing you did then, and it's taken a while for it to actually get to the point where it can be used for government procurement because there's a rulemaking process and all those things. And so this first project here in New Hampshire, the It's a Jobs Corps Center for the U.S. Department of Labor has been issued, and that's kind of given us our first opportunity to see if we can legally fight this, because it is a really a huge, puts everybody who's not necessarily a member of a union in a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, wouldn't it, I'm thinking off the top of my head, knowing people in construction and knowing a couple of people that actually own companies, this would, I would think, drive up costs. I would think there's a chance, because it's so vital that projects get done on time, that there might be some delays in those projects. And more importantly, you've got these workers who are going to have to pay union dues and the pension contributions as well, and they might not ever see those benefits, which is a terrible thing, and is something that, of course, who's got the change to do that? And I think that's part of the problem. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, very much so, actually. The contrary to what a lot of people think, construction itself is very much a non-union industry. 84% of construction workers in the United States do not belong to a union. And under this type of project labor agreement, which, by the way, is only legal in construction, the requirement is that you actually utilize union workers through a union hiring hall system. And even if you use someone who is not necessarily a member of a union, they still have to pay dues and are required to pay into every variety of pension or health care plan, in addition to what they might already be getting through their original employer. But you're required to pay in during the duration of the project. And as you said, unfortunately, they'll never see those because they'll never be on a project long enough to become fully vested.
Yeah, boy, and that's the key thing there. And don't they all know it, of course. You know it in running a company, and you know it when you're going from site to site. And now it's specifically in New Hampshire, too. In talking about the percentages there, I guess what happens is, since it has to fall under that, if with this mandate, the danger is that where are you going to find all these workers that are going to, first of all, where are you going to find them all that are unionized, but then also are you going to have to reach out around the borders to try to get enough people to complete the project? I would think that could be a problem, too.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, New Hampshire is bad enough. At eight, I think there's about just under 9% of construction workers in New Hampshire are union members. But they also threw in, originally they had a prerequisite in the bidding instructions that said that you had to have done at least 3 prior projects with project labor agreements on them, which, according to Senator Jed Gregg from New Hampshire, would have excluded every single contractor in the state of New Hampshire because no one would have fit the bill. But it's even worse in a place, you know, the first time they try and do this in something like North Carolina or Georgia or Florida, where literally you would find maybe 1% of construction workers in those places belong to unions. So I don't know how they plan on building something in Fort Bragg or, something like that. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you know this because we should say this. You're the largest employer of construction workers in the Mid-Atlantic region. And if this spreads all the way down, in other words, kicks into effect for the other states, obviously that would affect you. What are you doing, Brett, obviously you're talking to the media and stuff, but what else are you doing to try to raise the awareness for this and try to not see this happen with Maryland and the other states?
Well, it does actually affect every other state. It's a federal order, so it will affect every construction project contract in excess of $25 million, which is actually going to end up being the majority of construction projects that are federally procured. But so what we're doing is we are taking it to a legal battle. Right now we've filed an action with the General Accounting Office through a older statute that allows that based on the way they actually tried to procure this particular job. But I think we'll end up going up through the court system trying to reverse this. And just because the president signs an executive order doesn't mean that it's not that you're not able to fight it in the courts.
Now, and you know the argument for this, because I'm sure you've heard it a million times. They'll say, well, you know, you're trying to suppress the wages and you're forcing people out of the construction industry. What do you shoot back when you're asked that?
Well, number one, all federal procurements have a standardized wage system anyway, using something known as Davis-Bacon wages or wage determination factor, which really takes that issue kind of right off the table. And then, you know, the simple fact is that 84% of construction workers have chosen that to not join the union. So those people are excluded. It's really their arguments for this really fall very, very short. It's a it's kind of an old-fashioned extortion racket, frankly. They claim that there would be labor strife if they didn't get this. Well, they're the only ones causing labor strife, so not quite sure why anybody would fall for that anymore. It's not really, you know, this isn't the 70s, isn't the 60s. It really doesn't matter anymore.
Brett, do you find that other people are trying to join the you know, join the fray? In other words, maybe there might see some other suits and whatnot, because of course the more you see that bubble up in other states, maybe there'd be a chance you'd have a good shot to win the fight.
Well, we sure hope so. I mean, there's a lot of other contractor associations. I mean, construction is a very large industry, and it does affect a lot of people. We think it should affect, you know, should concern people of every part of our industry, whether they're architects down to suppliers. And hopefully, you know, we'll get as many allies as we can and put up quite a unified front. But frankly, this administration is as friendly to organized labor as any that we've ever come across. So
I agree with that.
It's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah, no kidding. So project labor agreements, and as we were just talking here with Brett, remember this, it's Obama's executive order 13502, and it makes the procedure law across the country. So we'll keep an eye on this fight. Brett, thanks for coming on with us. Can we check in with you down the road and see how it's
anytime,
going?
Anytime. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging late. All right.
Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to talk more about unions a little bit later in this show. It's a great question. I mean, are unions the evildoers? And in the case of construction, it's interesting because, as I just asked Brett, a lot of people would shoot back with, as I said, well, maybe you're leaving people out, and that's the idea of the union, and what about the illegals and whatnot. But he talked about the wage thing. And ultimately, when people are on these jobs, they can't get vested, so the idea of paying into the pension is money that just goes into the union's coffers, and they don't see it anyway. You might have a different point of view, or you might agree with Brett. You can definitely throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in three here on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
I feel like I'm at a concert. Ooh. We just need to crank it up a little bit louder. We're going to crank it up in the third hour. Nailed the score. I want to keep reminding people because they'll ask me, you shoot me these emails like Fred did. When is Nailed the Score? I keep forgetting. When is it? It's in the third hour. So really Friday morning for everybody across the land, right? Or almost Friday morning in California. That's what you do. You call in the third hour and listen for what the game of the week is going to be. Pick a score and who you think is going to win, and that's it. Ta-da! You would be duly noted, and then we'll see how it plays out. Maybe you'll be the lucky one to do the honors. So far, nobody has won Nail the Score. Some have come close, but nobody has nailed the score because you have to do it exactly. That's the idea. Third hour, be there. I was going to say be there, be square, but that is so ridiculous. You know those sayings? Like the other day, maybe it was last week, the end of last week, they came out with the most annoying word across the board, whether you're blue collar, white collar, whatever, was whatever. And second to that what was the one that was second to it? Oh, it was so good, too. It is what it is. It is what it is. What is that? You can't go anywhere with it is what it is. All right, we're going to go somewhere. We're going to talk about what happened when President Obama made his way to the Big Easy. He was at a New Orleans town hall, and Governor Bobby Jindal, of course, was on hand as well. And I'll let you hear it, but, you know, Obama's getting into his whole deal with the crowd. And then when he mentions the governor's name, wait till you hear how the crowd responded. Roll it, Matt.
I want to thank the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, who's here. No, I like Bobby's doing a good job. Hey, hold on a second. Bobby, if it makes... Hold on. Bobby, first of all, if it makes you feel any better, I get that all the time. And the second point is that, you know, even though we have our differences politically, one thing I will say is that this person's working hard on behalf of the state. And you got to give people credit for working hard.
All right, good for Obama for kind of covering up there for the gov, because obviously the crowd was heavily Democratic, and they of course, wouldn't be into Jindal, and naturally there's still lots of problems in New Orleans and in Louisiana. But I think it's true. The governor has stumbled a little bit on the national stage, but he is trying to make some steps forward. I think he's done a few good things, certainly in education. They're trying to pump things back. The bad news is, as somebody was telling me, I guess those pumps they installed for the future floods, because remember that was what happened, the levees, et cetera. We don't have to relive that. I guess the problem is the temporary pumps they installed do not work. There's problems with that. That's not good. And you still have abandoned homes. And as I said, the levees obviously are not completely ready. And I wonder how many people actually, after they left that city, ended up going back. Because I run into people all the time, and Texas took in a lot of people in Houston and in Austin and in Dallas and even San Antonio. Many people in the Midwest took in families, and then they got a leg up and went out on their own and whatnot. So a lot of people fled and apparently have not gone back, because the schools and whatnot, some of the schools are having a hard time even keeping open with the enrollment they have, and also getting teachers to go back. Not all, but certainly plenty of them. Scott is listening to us in Wisconsin. Hey, Scott.
Yes, how you doing, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
I got an email last night from out east on the Second Amendment. And,
uh-huh.
And you ain't going to believe this. Obama snuck another one in without getting it voted in by the government, and that it's the SB minus 2099. And what this has to do with is now you have to register your guns at the end of the year and put them on your 1040 tax form. And they're saying that you have to get your fingerprints done, and they're going to charge you $50 for each gun you have.
Yeah, so you're saying it was an executive order, not a bill. You're saying it was an executive order. I heard some rumblings about that being a possibility, but I didn't know it was an executive order. Is that what you got in the email?
Yes, I got an email from Pastor Waite out in New Jersey, and he got it. Usually keeps me updated on serious things like
gun stuff. Yeah,
but this was like I said, this is a 2099, and this is crazy, because what they're going to try to do is say, hey, all you guys have to register your guns, and you know that probably down the road they're going to probably do this to start saying that, hey, if you got a bad history or a criminal record or you're a Fruit Loop, they're going to say, well, we're going to take your guns from you. But this is just another way that they're trying to dictate in the American people, and I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
No, Scott, I did. I mean, I'm glad you did bring that to my attention. Thanks. You have a good one. In talking about, we were just talking about the construction industry and what happened there with the executive order. Now, in this case, I've heard of the gun loophole thing. We were talking about that earlier in the week. When I say gun loophole, what's happened is like Mayor Bloomberg went on a tear in New York, and there are people, they're going to gun shows, and they'll buy guns and whatnot, whether it's the long guns, the handguns, all that sort of stuff. And that they're not asked about background checks. So we get into that whole area of background checks. Now, the NRA says, bring on the background checks. We're cool with the background checks. We just don't want the guns to be taken away. And ultimately, I'm weaving this in to what Scott said. You know that I'm an advocate for having the right to bear arms, whether you use it or not, but not having it taken away, because I just don't see, in statistics that I've read and studies I've read and people that I've talked to in the know, really super knowledgeable people on guns and gun laws and how things have been manipulated and things that have happened and how it varies from state to state, I think you should have the right. But I have no problem with background checks. But if it gets so sticky that it's all about gathering, that's the thing, too big brotherish, gathering all this information, then ultimately taking them away anyway, then I have a huge, huge problem with it. It's funny because, like I said, we were talking earlier about what was happening at the gun shows and whether or not, you know, there should be a crackdown on if somebody's selling the guns. And this is where it gets murky, collectors versus, you know, somebody's just getting a gun, whatever. But people just coming up, I can go to a gun show and just buy a gun, so there's no background check there. And you have to ask yourself, if you want to be armed, which I think you have the right to be, you want it to be sensible, right? Don't give reasons for the opposition to want to take the guns away. You want people who know how to use them, who are trained, and know what they have to do if there's an invader. And also, you want the background check so you know who has the gun, right? Hey, quick aside here. I didn't mention this yesterday, but this has been huge with the Dow Jones. It's up, up, up times on the market. Stocks ended just a little higher today, and mostly it was energy stocks from what I could see. But here's what you need to know. The market is hanging on to that 10,000 level. And what does that mean? I'm just saying, if you're lucky enough and you still have a 401k, that's good news because you're earning some money on that, probably, depending on what the stocks are, what you have everything in. But most likely you are. And it's good for people who've had to let their money sit there, too. The retirements, any of the retirement stuff. So we've seen this now for the last, I guess, couple of days. Investors holding off on big moves after earnings reports from Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. That's when things sometimes start to go south, when you start to hear whatever the earnings reports spell out. I mean, you know, let's face it, the stock market is gambling. There's no doubt about it. But it was a great way for people to have companies match funds for them, get the pensions that they could never amass, the kind of money, even just a little bit of money, to use toward retirement. But then, of course, the flip side of that is the Enrons, et cetera, who people kept in and were told, oh, don't worry, keep your money in. And then when it collapsed because it was a house of cards, people lost everything and found themselves in their 60s having to go back to work and trying to find any kind of work that they could get so they could somehow start to survive, first of all, but so they could somehow start to whittle away a little bit of money. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk odds and ends, because there are a lot of things that happen across the country, so we're going to crisscross all over the place, including the Feds nabbing 41 in this huge mortgage fraud, you know, if they can nail them with what they have, but it looks like that's the case. And also, we're going to talk about the Texas governor and an executed inmate. He described him as a monster because he's actually taking a shellacking from some people. Stay with us. O&E next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today. eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
All right, so this is Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. That means we're trying to jam a whole bunch of stuff in here so you get a picture of some of the big buzz happening across the country. Here's a wild one out of left field. Ted Turner, can't you stay retired? Don't you have enough money on your ranch in Montana or wherever it is? But apparently he wants to run CNN again. Should they let him do it? He's been asking around, hoping that Time Warner would make some changes and put him back in place. And he says, less fluffy news, more international news, especially about China. Okay, so now it's going to be the China News Network here in the United States. I don't think so, Ted Turner. I cannot imagine that he's going to get that that gig back again. I mean, hey, he founded CNN 29 years ago, but sold, parachuted out, basically. I don't think they'll put him back in charge, but, you know, who knows if he schmoozes the right guy. And the right guy's Jeff Beeks, who I think runs, I want to say they run a couple of networks, Cartoon Network, CNN, and there's a few others probably tucked in there, too. But I'm thinking probably not. You get your shot, you step away, you sell, especially. A couple of different people come in. It's pretty tough to get back in there. I mentioned this at the top of the show, talking about this poll that 43% would vote to reelect President Obama. You know, what does that say? Well, it's not 50%, so less than half. So that truly is, I guess, a measure of job ratings. 43% saying they would go for another term, 2012, if it were held today. That's down from 52% 6 months ago. So that's pretty significant when you look at it that way. The job approval rating comes in at 49% this week. That's down just one percentage point. And this is the Fox News poll. It's the first time that the Fox News poll has been below 50%. So we'll keep an eye on it. How would you feel about Obama doing a second term? He's not even through the first year in the first term. All right, the worst 3 months of all time. When I say that to you, what do you think of? Business? Your wallet? I don't know. But when I think of it, immediately I saw this quote somewhere and I knew they were talking about foreclosures. So I talked about this before, probably 6 months ago when I first jumped on the air here on GCN. Drive around the neighborhoods, look around, how many foreclosure signs or for sale signs do you see? Now, people sell homes, even if they're doing okay and they're moving somewhere else or whatever. But foreclosures really make you think. And this is the record high numbers that they're seeing. We're talking about 937,000 and counting. We're talking about people getting a foreclosure letter, whether it's a default notice, an auction notice, a bank repossession. So you're talking about one in every 136 U.S. homes in foreclosure. That's a pretty scary number. That's a 5% increase from the second quarter and a 23% jump over the third quarter of 2008. So you may, sadly, I hope nobody listening has found themselves in that position, but so many people, because suddenly you have two incomes, somebody loses a job, something changes that, you know, maybe you had one of those crazy loans, the ARMs, and all of a sudden a big payment is due and the payment rate changes and you find yourself in a situation where you cannot pay it back. That has to be just an awful feeling. All right, speaking of mortgages and foreclosures, I mentioned this too as well. The Fed's nabbing 41 people in this alleged mortgage fraud scheme. Boy, you hate to hear stories like this. Other than the fact that they nailed these bloodsuckers, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a positive thing. So dozens of people, seven loan officers, three mortgage brokers in four states. They were arrested in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and North Carolina. They were charged with engaging in mortgage fraud scams that's the official thing, that defrauded lenders out of more than $64 million in home mortgage loans. Ooh, and this is the problem. I mean, these cockroaches are all over the place. There may be more as they're continuing this crackdown. I love what they call it, too. In Manhattan, they did a little old news conference, and they're calling it Operation Bad Deeds. That is a bad deed. So most of the bank fraud that was committed, the wire fraud and all that stuff, they're potentially, you've got terms of, they'll nail you for that, 20 to 30 years. And how do they get all these people? The FBI, the New York State Banking Department, the Federal Housing Authorities, Secret Service, the U.S. Postal Service investigators were involved in this, too. So a whole lot of people brought down the hammer on some really bad deeds, which is a good thing when we're talking about how many foreclosures. So bravo, certainly there. I mentioned the Texas governor, and a man put to death in 2004 for killing his three children. He said was a monster, and suggested there are now suggestions that he may have been innocent, and this is part of what's happening around the country, but it's happening a lot in Texas because when Bush was there, he was really a Fryman Tryum guy, and Texas doesn't waste any time. So the guy who was executed is Cameron Todd Willingham, and the convictions were upheld a couple of times before he was actually put to death. And now there's reports looking into whether he might have been innocent and that they glossed over evidence that showed he murdered his children. He was accused and then convicted of, this is terrible, burning the kids to death. And so Rick Perry is saying, you know, I'm not backing off this. He made it clear that he's standing behind it. And, of course, he's not getting involved in any investigation stuff. He said he was a monster and a guy who murdered his kids, beat his wife, who tried to beat his wife into an abortion so he wouldn't have the kids. And there were tons of people that stood up and testified to the facts of the case. And so how can this be that you think there's some kind of cover-up thing? The actual conviction and the capital murder came down in 91 for those kids. A 2-year-old, wow, and 1-year-old twins. As I said, beating them and then setting them on fire. So we'll see, because the governor was criticized specifically for replacing the Texas Forensic Science Commission just before they were going to renew this report that was pretty critical of the arson signs that they used to convict this guy. Because if you're talking, that makes sense. I mean, we're getting into the nitty-gritty nonsense here, but use your CSI mind, because so many of us are watching that. They analyze all that from the bodies because they were burnt. So he's saying that, no, he's replacing the people on that commission, and that's what started to get people looking a little bit closer at the conviction and ultimately the switch being thrown. Of course, as somebody who supports the death penalty, you don't want to see anybody in that situation who's innocent. It's scary when you have a prosecutor like the one that you have in Dallas who's gotten huge national publicity because there are some guys now this isn't a death penalty, but they were sitting and rotting away in a jail for rapes that they didn't commit. And the DNA ultimately proved that it wasn't them. So was it some overzealous prosecutor, or, you know, how did you get to that point? I mean, DNA evidence and that all the technology they have now, you would think that you'd be able to rightfully convict someone or at least have that 99.1% chance that it's completely right, because it makes people nervous when you make big mistakes. That's how the death penalty is going to go away. And certainly in many states, especially in Texas, they believe the death penalty is an appropriate punishment for the crimes that are the state law for the death penalty. And I concur. I mean, it's for heinous acts, particularly in this case, you should get the death penalty. You might have different thoughts on this or some of the other things that we talked about during this jam-packed hour. Flip me an email, americatonight.net.